Hi guys, welcome back to the I'm Factor podcast. I'm your host, Gabriella, where I talk about career, lifestyle, self-care and wellness, and other major topics adults go through. The I'm Factor is all about understanding what you bring to the table and using that factor to help you live your best life. I bring impactful guests and experts on along the way to showcase the I'm Factor in action. I hope this episode motivates and inspires you in some way. Thanks for listening, and let's get into it. Hi guys, we are back. Wow, I still can't believe that I am here. I can't believe, truthfully, that I managed to successfully plan, record, and produce, 20 plus episodes, and I'm now back with a second season of the I'm Factor podcast. Wow, seriously, a huge thank you goes out to each and every one of you. We ended season one on May 31st, and when you are listening to this, launch is on November 1st. So I have taken the past 4 to 5-ish months to truthfully take a little rejuvenating break, but also to reflect on the journey so far, celebrating the wins and the not-so-wins, the feedback I have received, the lessons learned, cultivated some more inspiration, and to really thoroughly feel the love and support from you all, and to honestly give myself a pat on the back. I feel so honored and lucky for you all to trust me with your time to add value to your lives and hopefully spark some joy and entertainment as well. Without you all, honestly, I would not be living out one of my goals that feeds into a bigger picture that I have for myself, but also for this community. So thank you, truly, from the bottom of my heart. So a quick recap, I think, is in order. If you have been listening for a while since season one, episode one, you know that I started this I'm Factor concept and the first leg of it through a podcast platform for a few reasons. The first reason was, of course, to introduce the I'm Factor concept, which is a concept, but also a noun. Everyone has I'm Factors, something about yourself or something you believe in that, honestly, this is a little corny to say, but basically is your superpower. It helps you overcome obstacles, but it also helps you celebrate your accomplishments, your wins. An I'm Factor helps you live your best life. It is what makes you unique and extraordinary, and it does, of course, help you fuel your actions. Secondly, I started the podcast leg of the I'm Factor to show the I'm Factor concept at play and to make it real, showcasing it through solo episodes with topics that feed into the I'm Factor mindset, and also to show how really cool people I have on as guests have used their own I'm Factors to get them to where they are. Thirdly, I started this to hopefully spark some encouragement, empowerment, and positivity. Not that I am a huge guru or think I'm higher than myself, but really coming from a relatable lens. A 28-year-old gal living in this world, a millennial, just coming at you with some relatability, and again, hopefully to spark that encouragement, empowerment, and positivity, which all originated from tough times that I was experiencing years ago, but also because I've always craved and wanted to see more of this relatability in today's world. Part of this is learning from you all and building a community where we can share, be vulnerable, be encouraging to each other, all through the name of fun, hopefully entertaining content, and with a self-development and lifestyle focus. And lastly, I started this to truthfully prove to myself that I could do it. And this is a huge reminder to you listening to go and do the same. Anything you have been thinking of doing, just go and do it. You really are more capable than you know. So my reasons for season two are the same, but with a little twist. In season two, I hope to continue to get better, to continue to meet you all where you are, and to put an emphasis on building the community. I hope to hear more from you in my DMs and, of course, on my social media platforms as I gear up to provide you with even more exciting things in 2024. So, here we go. This summer, while I sat in, honestly, some analysis paralysis, procrastination, and honestly just feeling, I guess I would say, a little dull, I try to always come back to my I'm factors. I mean, at the end of the day, I have to lead by example. And I realized one very important thing that honestly hit me in the face. Impact. The I'm factor is all about impact, positive impact. The mindset and concept really is all about how you can impact yourself in your day-to-day and in the bigger picture of life. By you helping yourself, you can then also help and show up for others. So let me give you a little simple example. This summer, and I'm being very, very honest and open, I felt very lazy, which is a reason why I took longer to launch this than anticipated, but I felt very lazy. I felt not so inspired. I felt very overwhelmed by everything that I wanted to do and that I aspired to do. I also felt behind in life and honestly not good enough, which I haven't felt for a while. So it brought up a lot of feelings and past things. And honestly, I was in a little bit of a dark place for a good portion of the summer. And I also felt like I was not being present. So all pretty negative, but real things that were hard for me to shake off. But I tried constantly reminding myself of a few of my I'm factors, specifically my resiliency and my strong belief that everything happens for a reason. So it gave me hope. And honestly, it reminded me that I have been there. I have been at that place much worse before, and I was able to get out of it then. So I will absolutely come out on the other side now. And slowly but surely, I started to push through. So the effect of this, I positively impacted myself. This realization I had around the I'm factor is all about impact. It's not rocket science, but it just made me realize something so important. And it's such a good reminder, which is how much true power we all have to really be who we want to be and to live out our best lives. At the end of the day, the I'm factor, in theory, is supposed to help you rise above negative impact. Another quick example is that an I'm factor of mine is always trying to make people feel good and feel better after they have interacted with me, whether it be a friend, a sister, a stranger, anyone. This I'm factor directly impacted others when I went to volunteer for an amazing organization called Shabbat Angels, where I helped deliver meals and hang out with Holocaust survivors in Brooklyn, New York. I was able to spark some joy into their lives, and it was just such a rewarding experience, and I really, really saw their enjoyment and their thirst for life quickly come back to them while being around all of the other volunteers. So my I'm factor impacted others as well. Again, not rocket science, but I really wanted to underscore impact. At the end of the day, impact is what we all have, as well as choices. We all have choices, and our choices determine our impact. They really do go hand in hand, and it's one circle. Some days, making decisions around those choices are easier than others, but focusing on your unique qualities and values, aka your I'm factor, impacts your decisions for the better. We always have the power to choose our mindset. We always have the power to choose how we react to things and how we move through life. So the key message here that really hit me in the face is to revert back to your I'm factors and see how you move more gracefully through the impact of your choices and vice versa. I also honestly encourage all of us to question the impact we have as we do, believe, and play into things like negative mindsets, among many other things as well. Especially right now, the world is so hostile and needs so much light. We all have the capability to positively impact the world, whether it's using our voices, advocating for what's right, sharing truth, showing up for others, being a resource and light for other people. There is so much that we can and should be doing. So let's be very cautious of our role in all of that within society right now. The biggest point I want to underscore here is that we are all way more powerful than we think. And in the hustle and bustle of life, we do not always realize our impact to ourselves and to others. So with that being said, when I was reflecting again this summer, the past couple months, the past couple of weeks, the thought of my personal impact as a person to me, to those around me, my husband, my family, my sisters, my in-laws, my friends, but then also the greater impact I have on society, which a part of that, and I know I'm on my second season, I'm working on building a community, but this podcast and social media does give me somewhat of a platform, of course. The impact we all have, whether it's big or small, we all have it. And we all really should be very, very mindful of what that looks like. Even in the mundane day-to-day things, it's really important. And I feel like with everything going on personally, professionally, in the world, within all of our lives, we really can lose sight of that. So again, I really wanted to underscore that we are all way more powerful than we think, and your I'm factors play a direct role into the impact and into the decisions that we all make, which of course leads to impact. And it was so funny because this summer I was actually spending a weekend at my parents' house in New Jersey. I was laying by the pool and I actually chose to go to New Jersey. No one was there that weekend. My parents were away or for the day. So I went because I just needed some time to myself because I was feeling negative and just very unsure about myself. I was in this cyclical, I was in this cycle of knowing that I'm doing great things because that's the validation I was getting, but I wasn't feeling that. And whether it's doing, I don't even necessarily meaning like accomplishments, I mean like just being who I am, but I didn't really feel like that. And I just got into, honestly, the summer to me was just such a wash emotionally and mentally because I wasn't really present and I had so much on my mind and being overwhelmed with everything that I wanted to do outside of work with the podcast, with other things, like it made me just so overwhelmed to a point where I did nothing. And that mixed in with the emotions, I just didn't get into a great place. And when I was in New Jersey this one day, I was drinking a cold ginger ale at the pool, no one was around me, it was just me, and I was just thinking, which sometimes that's really good, sometimes it's really bad for me as a overthinker. I would love to say a recovering overthinker, but I'm not quite there yet. Definitely a recovering perfectionist, but not a recovering overthinker quite yet. But I just sat there, and literally out of nowhere, I was like, oh my gosh, the I'm factor is all about impact. And how can I blow this up? How can I make this feel real and make this really impactful, no pun intended, to show other people how impactful our minds, our voices, our day-to-day mundane tasks are to ourselves and to those around us. So I hope this shorter but sweet season 2 launch episode reminds you of just that. Let's go do good for ourselves, for the world, and for each other by being very mindful of the power we have and always reverting back to our I'm factors and realizing the positive impacts that it can make for us. We got this, guys. Wow. So I know that was quick, but I wanted something short and sweet to get back into things. Can't believe episode 1, season 2 is already done. It was bite-sized. Good things come in small packages. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we're off to a good start, I would say. But of course, as tradition goes with solo episodes, I cannot round out a solo episode without sharing an I'm factor product or service, something I'm currently loving that helps me live out my I'm factor. So for this episode, I'm going to shout out something very old school. Real, developed, tangible pictures. Wow. What a concept. Yes, you heard me correctly. I recently found a few and printed out a few more pictures of me and my family from my childhood. And with today's technology, we have everything on our smartphones. You can make different albums on the smartphone. All of our pictures are there or on social media. But when you see something and feel it right in front of you, it just hits different. I have pictures from childhood now scattered in places that I always go to on a day-to-day basis. My desk, my planner and agenda. I have pictures in my wallet. Honestly, everywhere and every basic thing that I usually touch on a day-to-day. For me, every time I stumble upon one of the pictures, it genuinely brings me so much joy, but it also reminds me of how far I have come. It's a little playful, it's a great uplifting reminder, and who doesn't love to reminisce? And especially this summer when I was just feeling down about myself, I would look at these pictures and I would just feel some type of way. And I think maybe my timing is all off, but I think it was this summer when Kendall Jenner, I think she was on Jay Shetty's podcast, and she said something along the lines, don't take this verbatim, but she would look at a picture of her young self and be like, how could I talk badly? How can I talk negatively to this person, right? To that little girl. Like, she was once that little girl. How could you talk negatively about that person? And that really hit me. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's how I feel, right? Like, I wasn't feeling my best. I was feeling lazy, uninspired. I wasn't feeling like I was not worthy, but I wasn't feeling like I was good enough and all these things. And how could I say that to this little curly-haired girl in this picture, full of life, a comedian, always filled the room and took over the room. And I would look at these pictures and remind myself, like, Gabby, you need to go and take up space. Go take up space. Go back and revert back to that childhood little Gabriella. And having these pictures now scattered in my day-to-day items just always reminds me that, always sparks some joy. And it truthfully does help me live out my I'm factor and reminds me of all of them. And a little lifestyle hacker tip is that it's so easy to print pictures. CVS literally does it in a matter of minutes. And there are also really, really great devices on Amazon too if you want to print in the comfort of your home. Before I close up, I know this was short and quick, guys. I hope you're liking it. Let me know if you guys are liking short and quick episodes. But before I close up, a few mind reminders, and then we will hit the ground running with more episodes, more content, more relatability, more fun, and so much more within this season too. So first, episodes will be released every Wednesday and can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as most guest episodes will now be coming to YouTube as well, which I am so, so excited about. Secondly, in today's world, you gotta follow on the socials. Please follow the podcast at the I'm Factor Podcast on Instagram and at the I'm Factor on TikTok. And please, please, please engage with me there. I want to hear from you. Do you like the content? What topics and guests do you want to hear from? When I'm posting a poll or questions, please respond. Tell me everything. Also, follow my personal Instagram and TikTok pages at Gabriella Strass, where I'm sharing more in a lifestyle blog way. I'm giving it a go, getting great feedback. I'm enjoying it. I'm a sharer. It's perfect for me. I'm a couple years too late, but you know, there's never a better time than the present. So follow me there as well. Thirdly, make sure to subscribe or follow the podcast on your preferred podcast platform and leave a rating and a review. And of course, last but not least, thank you. I cannot thank you enough for the love and support and for joining me again for this wild ride. Until next Wednesday, thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye, guys. I hope you enjoyed that episode. Whether you listened to it on your walk, in your car, during your morning routine, or at home, please take a second to subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at the I'm Factor Podcast to be a part of and engage in our awesome community. I would love to hear from you, so please leave a comment on this episode's Instagram post with what your favorite moment or takeaway was. please feel free to DM me with topics and guests you would like to hear from and see on the podcast. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.